Thanks for dropping by. This is Michael Kerr, and you are listening to Humor at Work. Well, at least in one particular company, the nerds definitely rule. The software design and development company, The Nerdery, and don't you love that name? I would love to work for a company called The Nerdery, was recently listed by Inc. magazine as one of the fastest growing companies in the United States. One of the keys to their success is their phenomenal culture. The founders of The Nerdery made it a goal to build the kind of workplace there where they would want to work. What a concept. A few of the highlights of their culture include this. To foster camaraderie, the company has more than 50 clubs. Everything from knitting to hacky sack and, well, anything in between. Any employee at their nerdery is encouraged to start up a club of their own choosing. They live by the credo, the best idea wins, which means they encourage employees to adopt the attitude that it's not just their privilege to speak up if they have a better idea, it's their responsibility to do so. And finally, they have this great tradition, a weekly Friday after-work tradition held in the Nerdatorium known as Bottle Cap, which features beer, snacks, show-and-tell presentations for anyone who wants to demonstrate a new product, a Meet the Newbies video introducing a new nerd, and a video montage of nerds giving fellow nerds congrats for a job nerdishly well done. And now my fun at work tip. You know, last week in my print version of this podcast, in my weekly e-zine, which you really should subscribe to because you get a bonus resource, 340 ways to put humor to work, plus links to more resources and articles and videos and all that good stuff. Anyways, the print version had a couple of glaring typos that I was a little embarrassed by, and some of you were kind enough to point them out, and I wish I could say that, you know, I put them there purposely just to see if you were awake, but sadly I did not. But it did remind me of a very simple fun at work tip. Purposely place a typo in your meeting agenda or any other document you really want your colleagues to read and offer a small prize to the first three people to spot the typo. And the quote of the week from the late Jerry Lewis, who we just lost, a comedy legend and inspiration to folks like Jim Carrey. The quote of the week from Jerry Lewis, "I have some very personal feelings about politics, but I don't get into it because I do comedy already." And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, as I'm doing the old podcast here, we're coming up to September. So as always, on the old website, www.humoratwork.com, I have listed the fun, unusual, strange theme days for September on the old website, including such notables as September 1st, Bring Your Manners to Work Day. What a concept. The 5th is Be Late for Something Day. The 8th, Hug Your Boss Day. Wonderful Weirdos Day is the 9th. 16th is Stay Away from Seattle Day. Sorry, Seattle. September 19th is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. The 24th is Punctuation Day. 25th is One Hit Wonder Day. And the 29th is Ask a Stupid Question Day. So for the entire list, humoratwork.com. And until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.